Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel was in Tampa yesterday for a change of command ceremony. Admiral William McRaven retired as head of U.S. Special Operations at MacDill, taking over Army Ranger General Joe Votel. For our series off the base, WSS Bobby O'Brien.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the arrival of and the rendering of honors to the official party. Special Operations, arriving.
That is the sound of eight bells. In the Navy, it signifies the end of a watch, and it is the end of Admiral William McRaven's naval service after 37 years. As a Navy SEAL, much of McRaven's service was with Special Forces, as noted by Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel.
A full account of Admiral McRaven's military career has yet to be written. When it is, however, it will have to be heavily redacted. But his legacy in the special operations community is already pretty secure.
Hundreds of invited guests, many in uniform, listened as Hagel recounted how McRaven's leadership transformed U.S. Special Operations Command, crafting it into a global resource.
As a testament to the growing demand for special operators, SOCOM has grown by almost 8,000 people over the past 3 years, and its growth will continue even as other parts of our military draw down.
But Hagel says McRaven's most enduring legacy may well be his effort to alleviate the strain of the relentless pace of deployments demanded of Special Forces.
Bill established initiatives to address the physical and mental well-being of his force, offer support to family members, and provide more predictability on deployments. He modified SOCOM's definition of readiness to include families, as a vital part of that equation, something the entire Department of Defense can learn from.
The 1980 failed attempt to rescue U.S. hostages in Iran and the 1983 terrorist attack in Lebanon that killed 237 Marines led to the creation of SOCOM. McRaven says he has witnessed its evolution over his career.
I believe that for the past several years, possibly without even knowing it, we have been and we are in the golden age of special operations, a time when our unique talents as special operators are in the greatest demand, a time when the nation recognizes the strategic value of our services, a time when all that we train for, all that we work for, all that our predecessors planned for has come together.
The tragic events of 9/11, he says, changed Special Operations Forces from a subset to a major player in the military. And more than 67,000 forces are ready in 92 countries. The mission is to help stabilize areas of conflict and work with the State Department on everything from providing clean water to establishing rule of law.
But we are also in hard, tough fights against Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Abu Sayyaf, and a host of other barbaric elements around the world. Never before has the need for a special operations force like ours been so apparent.
While praising his special operations forces, called SOF for short, McRaven says they are no different than any other service members.
While I am unabashedly proud of my SOF men and women, I'm also quick to point out that while our missions are unique, are special, we do not view ourselves as special people. We are no more courageous, no more heroic, no more patriotic, no smarter, no harder working than our brothers and sisters in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps.
McRaven is retiring and will take over as Chancellor of the Texas University System. His successor is General Joe Votel, an Army Ranger who, like other special forces, noted SOCOM will always be prepared.
Our weapon of choice is our people, superbly trained, exquisitely equipped, intellectually enabled, values-based, and highly motivated. There is nothing we cannot achieve if we set our mind to it.
General, United States Army, arriving.
Eight bells also means the start of a watch in the Navy. And General Votel, a West Point graduate, the 10th commander of SOCOM, is now responsible for ensuring the readiness of Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps special operations forces around the globe. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
Peek inside the recent VA Summit on Mental Health at Bay Pines, the effort to reach out to women veterans and hear other stories about the military, veterans, and their families from off the base on our website, wusfnews.org.